This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I got more knowledge than both your parents combined. I graduated never. I didn't go to high school in 99. Everything was fine. I banged genuine. I'm jumping out the can to call the Grim Reaper GG.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know what time it is.
That's when you thought it was safe.
This is the Random Order Podcast, episode 79.
Yeah.
It's going down. 79 times it already went down. This is the 79th time. You know what it is, man. It's your boy Jermaine Richards, also known as Quentin Quarantino. We got my man B Baby Trey coming live from New Jersey.
What am Paul Busai?
You know what time it is, my man coming live from the Brampton. My man, sorry. The Slim Reaper. It's been a great episode. Legendary status. On the topic of episodes, man, we spoke about the Grammys. Mm-hmm. Sheldon wearing tiny clothes, border protection, packing as a big boy. And of course, we turned the microphone to you guys and we answered our questions that y'all left us in voice note form in the Discord. If you want to join the Discord, it's in the description. You know what time it is. Before we get to this episode, YouTube viewers, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and become a True Noti Gang Eagle by hitting that bell button.
Mm-hmm.
You know what time it is, man. Enjoy the episode.
All right, let's get it.
Oh, baby. You know what time it is. The Eagle Sanctuary is officially open.
Yeah.
All them eagles just flying in.
Holy, holy.
It's a beautiful sight.
Holy.
I could barely believe it. You know what time it is, man.
So beautiful. So beautiful. Facts.
It's beautiful when you don't get any technological fucking issues on Sheldon's end.
Hey, whoa.
You just love it.
Hey
you
now.
Love it.
Hey now.
It's always Sheldon's end too, man.
It's always my end. Yeah, I was about to say something. I ain't gonna say it.
What are you gonna say?
Nothing. It's all good, brother.
Light him up, man. You came with that energy last episode.
Yeah,
just opened up a clip within the first 10 seconds.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do that every episode, man. That was last episode. I watched myself back. I kind of was disappointed in myself a little bit.
Really? Why? What would you take back?
Yeah, it's just like, damn, man. It's so aggressive, you know?
Yeah. It was passion.
It was passion. I mean, yeah, I guess depending on how you look at it, it could be passion or it could be aggression, you know?
I feel that.
Yo, honestly, I was like, I think what people don't understand is that we have to watch ourselves back, and especially me when I'm editing this shit, sometimes I'm talking for so long, I'm like, bro, say the fucking point. Like,
yo, what's your point here? Bro.
Oh my God, but you don't notice it, man. Yeah, you really don't.
You don't.
And I try to simplify my shit.
That's conversation, though, you know?
Yeah, that's conversation. That's what I'm saying. And that goes back to my last point of saying niggas is not just making content to make content. Niggas is just really talking. So sometimes try to fucking squish that shit down. I'm just like, bro, I just can't.
Yeah, facts.
Enjoy real life. Enjoy real life.
I see the main thing I think for me when I watch back is just like, these dorky laughs that come out. Like, I don't know what it is, but it just be like some laugh. I'm like, ugh. Mm-hmm. Every time I hear that, I'm just like, whatever. It's me. What can I do?
I watch it back. It wasn't bad. I don't take anything back.
What? That's secure. That's a secure man right there.
Yeah.
That's
a secure guy.
Right? Yeah. That's that.
I feel like I have a small buffer in my head where like I think things and then I say it and I have like half a second to stop. Mm. So I get mad at someone. You motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
You know what? I'm actually working on that, but in terms of like cussing, like I'm trying to like not cuss as much because I'll be cussing. Like,
what?
I'll be cussing.
I know how to turn it off. That's the thing.
Who cares?
I'm bipolar.
That's the thing. I know how to turn it off. So it's like, I'm just ready to turn it off, you know?
Oh, like forever?
Just most of the time, you know?
Yo, I feel that, but like, I don't know. I feel.
Says the guy with the fuck shirt.
In actuality, it's a F star CK. So, you know, does it say fuck or does it say?
Got me. You got me.
But I think it's just all those times just grouped up into, you know what I mean? As a kid, I can't say anything. And, you know what I mean? I can't swear. Mm-hmm. My dad's watching me. And now I'm just like, oh, what? I can bust these words?
Yeah.
Yo, bro, them, the first time I said motherfucker, I swear I was by myself. Mm-hmm. I was in the field. I was like third grade. I remember this vividly. Third grade, I'm out in the field. Nobody's around me. I look both ways. I'm like, motherfucker. I felt so bad. No turning back after that.
Bro.
You said that was recess?
It was recess. I just said, yo, this is the day I become a man.
I feel that. Yeah. I respect that.
Yeah, yo, you have to have those moments, man. Like, I don't know. I think we spoke about this. Are you guys going to teach your kids to swear? Or not teach them to swear? Not teach.
Allow.
I changed my word to embrace.
Embrace.
Embrace swearing?
It depends.
Not embrace it, but like, you know, change
your word again?
I guess there.
Yeah, I think it depends on just like, I don't know. I feel like there's like swearing and then there's like swearing at people, right? Like, I don't think I'll encourage them to swear at people. But if you're swearing as a form of like expression, just to kind of like make a point of how you feel about something, not someone, that's different, I feel like.
Because like, let me just do some Googles real quick. Because for me, I feel like swearing is obviously, yeah, it's an expression, whatever. And first off, in my eyes, I'm just like, okay, who really said this is a bad word?
Says what? Like what? It's the right? sound my mouth makes.
And I feel like we covered it. You know what I mean? It's literally just a word. We covered this, right?
Yeah.
But don't call me the N-word. Because I'm going to punch you a lot of times. Huh? Don't call me the N-word or else I'm going to punch you a lot of times. That's the only word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That, you get punched in the back several times. But like, what I want to teach my kid is literally this lesson. And I may go word for word with this, right? 50 Cent said these following words. Right? Yeah. 50 said, now it's clear that I'm here for a real reason. Because he got hit like I got hit, but he ain't fucking breathing.
When I heard that, just for one second, Trevon. Yeah.
What did that word make you feel?
From when I heard that bar, I think I vividly remember gasping. Like, bro. Yeah. Cause that's just
he has a point.
That's just so real. Like, bro.
I was nine. I'm like, yup.
Yep. Curtis. Get it.
I was probably eight and I'm just like, yeah, he's here for a real reason.
You know what I'm saying?
He has to be.
Bro.
Now,
in that case,
if he had said that without the F word, right?
Well, what it wouldn't have fit the bar, you know, it wouldn't have been as crazy.
Yeah, if he said flipping, breathing them.
Okay. You know, but he could have said, now it's clear that I'm here for a real reason because he got hit like I got hit, but he ain't really breathing.
No.
Nah. Boo. Or he got hit like I got hit, but he isn't breathing.
Boo.
When you hear the clean version of certain songs, I'm like, bro, what is it? Come on.
Bro, come on. I don't know why, dog. I start every episode off. I'm like, all right, I'm not going to talk too much this episode. But you guys just say things. I'm just like, yo, I literally just have someone was running a clean tune. I'm just like, bro, yo, you have me out here filling in the blank words to cuss words. I'm just like, yo, you can't have me go out like that. Play the bad words, you know?
Yeah.
Play the bad ones, man.
The thing is, like, clean versions, like, I get upset. Like, it actually offends me, bro. It's like, you thought this would pass? Whoever
makes this for, bro,
like, let's go crazy.
Especially when it starts off as such a dirty song. And then yeah. you're like, all right, let's make yeah. a clean version of this. Like, yo, you're changing the entire song. Like, yeah. Up, or yeah, oh. Up by Cardi B. Mm-hmm. Clean version. Oh. It's just for babies. It's like, it's borderline.
I've never even heard
this. It's borderline fucking gospel.
That's the thing about even today, like this generation, like you guys are lucky because you're not really subjected to the clean version like we were. Like we were fucking subjected to the clean version. Like, bro, you couldn't really get away from it like a lot of the time because the only time you could really hear music was what? Music videos on TV and like the radio mm-hmm. until like LimeWire mm-hmm. and Ting hit. But even when LimeWire and Ting hit, you know, you have to make sure it had Bracket Dirty in it. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, like explicit.
Yeah.
And the thing is, again, this is another story we've covered, but I respect my father so much mm-hmm. for, you know, there's a lot of reasons one would respect their father, right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or son respecting his father. But me, if my dad were to sit me down and say, why do you respect me? It's because you ran What These Bitches Want From a Nigga, the dirty version. He knew he couldn't play that. He can't run the clean version.
And he had the clean version in his back pocket. It was on the back. You flip the tape, it's the clean version.
It's the clean one. Bro, the fourth word in there is bitches.
Thing is,
yo,
bro,
what these bitches want from a nigga.
Cause he knew curse word or not.
This is a valuable lesson.
What's the clean version of that? What does that translate to?
You know what I'm saying?
What these people want from my boys. Just,
I think it's what they really want.
What they really want yeah. from my boys? What was the N word?
From my I think they just blurred out.
Yeah,
it's just the really beat. Want. It's just the yeah. beat.
I hate when they do the backwards niggas.
When they do
reverb or whatever.
It's like a turntable like stopping kind of yeah. sound. It's like, bro, I can't even get jiggy with
what
this.
What are we
brother.
Doing, man?
Yeah, like
bro. Have you ever heard Disco Inferno, the clean version?
I don't think so.
We on fire. We burning up? No, that's on fire. That's Lloyd Banks. My bad. I'm in my G in the bag.
Go ahead, girl. Show you how to do it. That one, bro.
Oh, yeah.
God.
What did they say instead of shake that ass? What did they say? Shake.
Shake that rump.
Shake that rump, girl.
Yeah, I remember the first time I heard we heard on some ludicrous stuff. They had Splash Waterfalls banging on BET.
Drop a bomb for that.
Smooth joints. I'm like, yo, this is a smooth joint. I need yeah. that album. He's on BET promoting Chicken and Beer. I'm like, yo, mom, need that.
Bro.
She got that. Yo. My dad, we're going on the road. Anybody got some tunes, man? I'm like, yeah, 8 years old. I'm like, yeah, I got a little Chicken and Beer. First time, bro, I was putting on Splash Waterfalls. The first time I heard the girl say, fuck me. I don't know exactly what this means, but I know it's bad.
Y'all, bro, but dance. She said it when the beat, when there's a little space between the dum, dum, dum. It's like, and then the beat just drops again. It's just hitting you in your head. Like, yo, did she really just say that?
Yeah, you know, at the end of the song when they play the hook twice, like they loop. First off, in the hook, she says that like nine times, and then they double up on the hook at the end.
Oh my god!
Yeah, sweating.
My dad was like a big music person. I feel like I don't know. I feel like that trickled somehow, some way, because her surround sound had to be booming.
Yeah,
in the living room, in the car, he had his speakers like tuned up and all that. So we just wanted to hear certain songs. So like somehow I'd get. It got bad. First off, before I even get there, I remember just like when we're around that age when Ludacris dropped Chicken and Beer, like. Bro, we just wanted certain tapes. Like, we had to have Chicken and Beer. I told my mom, like, bro, whatever you do, you're copying me the Carter. Like, it doesn't, without a doubt, I need the Carter. Like,
crazy.
I can
classic.
Say, though, I did submit a request to get the Ying Yang CD on my desk.
Oh, no. That's too much. That's when the explicit logo is like almost the entire album cover.
Yeah. I didn't get the Yigang Twin joint, but I did get the Carter and the Carter 2. But we used to like request that shit from our parents. Like, yo, if you can, whenever you can, you know what I mean? Whenever you have a little extra bread, like, go ahead and cop this CD for me.
Yeah.
But then when we started getting like grade 8, grade 9, and we're knowing Wheezy bars, I'm like, Dad, you're going to have to turn this fucking Sizzla off and run Cannon right now. Bro, run Cannon.
Bro, sometimes he just like, we'd be in his whip and he's bumping up the Sizzla. I'm like, nah, I got this. I Can't Feel My Face Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to inside the store. I'm like, yo, plug out his fucking Sizzler. Plug in my fucking Juelz Santana for Lil Weezy.
Oh, my God. I remember the day I played Thingy Pleaser.
Thingy Pleaser. Who's that by? Who's it by?
Bro, I'm going to just... I'm gonna
start the Meat Pleaser. If you don't, if you know Meat Pleaser?
Yeah, you know Meat
Pleaser. Well, it's a bad word.
For the start, I'm going to make it juicy for you. Molly, I see ya. Our dad was pretty cool with that when it came to that shit. I'm just like, bro, I'm going to hear it. You know I'm going to hear it eventually.
Yeah, I feel like
I heard you say this before, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said this 10 minutes ago. He used to gas me up when he'd be like, yo, turn this up or run this back. You like that shit? So you mess with this? What you know about this shit?
Bro, he used to love Yeah.
When Usher dropped Yeah.
Oh, by Usher?
Bro, yeah, I remember specifically we had a drive from Brampton to Scarborough. 40 mm-hmm. to 50 to 60 minute drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Holy.
This guy would not stop blasting it.
Yeah. It's a beat,
it was
bro.
The beat that hit his head.
It's a track. And that Ludaverse is heavy, bro.
Bro, any song that just starts with some bass, it's like you mm-hmm. have.
Who made
bro?
That like, beat? So they're getting their flowers right now. Yeah. Usher.
On, get...
I feel like it's Timbaland, but I no, could be. He wrong. Didn't make, he I feel like it might that. Be Jermaine Dupri.
Place your bets up.
I'm either saying Jermaine Dupri or Lil Jon. I'm saying one of those two.
Yup, Lil Jon.
Boy Wonder made
Lil Jon?
Lil Jon. I had no idea. I thought he just screamed on it.
Nah, man. You see them fucking glasses, my nigga. That's a talented.
Yo, it's a very like simple beat though. If you think about it,
is it?
You don't yeah. have to think about it. It's burm, 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 and that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Trev, make sure you echo that. Yeah, okay.
I got you. Did you guys know Freakalik and Yeah is the same beat?
No way.
Hold on, Freak.
Yeah, I'm reading this article.
In what way?
Hell no,
I'm reading this article.
My type, I'm reading my sweetie.
No. It's the original beat for Usher's Yeah ended up on PD's Pablo's Freakalik instead. What does that mean?
So Yeah was supposed to be Usher was about to get on Yeah.
No. So Usher.
Usher was about to get on the Yeah would have been on Freakalik beat, right?
Yeah.
The original beat for Usher's Yeah ended up on Petey Pablo's Freakalik instead. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, I got it. So they probably reproduced it. They probably reproduced around the lyrics.
So who produced Freakalik? Lil Jon?
Yeah, it had to have been. Yeah, Lil Jon actually produced, ended up Petey Pablo's Freakalik instead. Yeah.
Bro, that's a beat too.
That's a beat too, bro.
That's a beat.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Petey Pablo needs some, you know?
He needs his flowers as well.
He needs some flowers, man.
Show my man no, PD facts. Pablo on him.
Yeah.
Facts.
This is me. All right, now this is sleep. This is me and sleep. Sleep is my baby. It's important to me. Okay, so you know I'm more than excited to partner with Helix on this episode of the Random Order Podcast. I see these articles about these giant CEOs who are bragging about the little hours of sleep that they get. I get this article sent to me, I press X. I'm not interested in that. I'm not into the 3 or 4 hour sleeps. I need my 8 hours minimum. And even after that 8 hour sleep, I wake up and my first thought is, wow, I can't wait till later on when I could go back to sleep. But that's my personal relationship with sleep. Not everybody does it how I do. And not everybody does it how you do it. Because everybody's different. And Helix understands this. So they created a sleep quiz for you to take that matches your body type and your sleep preferences with the perfect mattress made for you. Helix has something for everybody's unique taste. Maybe you sleep on your back and your significant other sleeps on their stomach like a baby. You can both take the sleep quiz and find a great compromise. Me personally, I'm mostly a side sleeper, but I do like to get that baby action and sleep on my stomach. I like a nice medium mattress, and I share a mattress with my BBG, who pretty much has the same preferences as me. Based on those results, Helix matched me with the Helix Midnight Mattress. What I like about this mattress is there's nothing to not like about this mattress. It suits my needs perfectly. I sleep on my side. It hugs my contours and my lovely lumps. Whether I'm on my side or I'm on my stomach or on my back, I sleep like a newborn baby who just threw a 9 hour temper tantrum. My old mattress was full of springs, like it's 1991. It sort of just gave what it got. I'd sit on the mattress and I'm inside the mattress and I'm folded up like a hot dog in a hot dog bun. It wasn't supporting my heavy body, and more often than not I'd wake up with pains in my back like I'm 81 years old. And it was super easy to order online. I gave my quiz information. It matched me with the perfect mattress. I put them in info, It's already at my house. Which brings me to my next point, is delivered for free. I can't tell you the amount of times I've ordered something online and I get to the checkout and I'm like, oh my gosh, surprise.
$80 shipping.
It arrives at your doorstep neatly rolled up in a neat little box, and it's super easy to set it up yourself. And I understand that buying something like a mattress online, where you don't get to try it out first, can be scary for some people. It can be scary for me. I'm afraid of even buying pants. But Helix is standing right there saying, don't worry, we got you. Helix has a 100-night sleep trial. It's a trial of the century. So you have more than 3 months to guarantee that you love this mattress. And if you don't, they'll pick it up from you, and you get a full refund. That's a deal. But it gets even better. Okay, because if you go to the first link in the description or go to helixsleep.com/4YE, you'll get up to $200 off your brand spanking new mattress and 2 free pillows. One for you, one for your significant other. Or if it's just you, one for your head and one to tuck on your stomach like I do sometimes. I sleep like a toddler and it's all good. Helix has me and they have you.
Speaking of flowers, I fucking thought they moved Mother's Day the other day. I went on Twitter and I see Mother's Day trending. I'm like, wait, why is Mother's Day trending? Like, they moved Mother's Day? Did they move? It's in May, I think.
Oh, yeah. So why did they
move Mother's Day or something? But it turns out that in the UK, it's March for whatever reason.
Bro, everyone choose a day. Come on. Just choose a day.
Choose a day. Choose the same metric system. Yeah, like,
first off, made the whole world one country.
Like, yeah.
Honestly, well, the way the internet is now. Actually, yeah, maybe not. I might be tripping still.
About what?
Well, making the whole world one country.
Bro, I'm just tired of going through the border and talking to this. Why do you want to step on this piece of dirt? How long are you going to be on this piece of dirt? Nigga, I don't know. I'm just fucking going to chill and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I flipped it on you and say, yo,
what are you doing? How long are you here for, bro?
How long are you here for? Especially when they're in Canada. I'm like, bro, how are you pressing me on my turf, bro? Like,
bro, this is my land.
What the fuck?
If we're talking land, yeah. Get exported ASAP. Bro, I still be as I'm just the most legal thing ever. And then I'm getting closer to the line. And I have a speech ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then all my lines rehearsed. And then I get there, my heart's boom, 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 boom. Because you never know when they're going to test you.
Yeah.
Remember one time I was going and then.
What address are you staying at?
Where are you going, LA? How many days are you staying there? I'm staying until Saturday. So how many days? Days and nights. I'm like, how many nights? Okay, how many days? Because I'm Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's like, what, 5, I think? And I just nailed it. And he's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but why, bro, though? You know, it's Saturday.
Yeah, like Saturday, bro. Like, I guess, you know, you're trying to say, like, it could be Saturday next week.
No, matter of fact, I said the number. To the 14th. I knew that. I just didn't know how many.
I'm going to be there for
8 days. Who just says, you know what I mean? I'm there to the motherfucker. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what day it is right now.
Did I tell you a story? One time I was coming to New York and she was like asking, why I come to the States so often or whatever. I'm just like, because I fucking can. Like, what?
Because it's perfectly legal.
So I told her, I'm like, bro, like, well, I'm pretty sure I can go to the States.
I can do that.
Like, that's what a fucking passport is for. Then she said, why do you have so many stamps?
Because I'm free.
Because you fuckers got to stamp me?
That's the question for you. Why are you stamping my shit so much?
I really don't know why you guys stamp my shit. Like, ask your partners. Like, and then they bring me to the interrogation room. I'm like, bro, it does not. Like, I'm not importing drugs, bro.
Yeah.
Although,
I know a guy.
I just know we don't. That's not what I'm doing.
Yeah,
bro. It's like,
what happens in that room? I've never been in there.
Oh, they pull your, first off, they pull your bags, right? Mm-hmm. They pull your bags from your checked in bags. They ask you how many bags you checked in. So I checked in like 3 bags at a time. She's like, oh, why are you bringing 3 bags? I'm like, bro, honestly, I'm a big guy. I like to change clothes a lot. I can fit like maybe 3 shoes into a fucking suitcase. I wear a size 11. God. My pants are huge. This is a real problem. Jermaine, how many pairs of pants can you fit into one suitcase?
Honestly, like 4, and then that's pushing it. I got to think about we call that shit, nigga. The
destination.
The material. So I'm like, okay, 4 pants, but I gotta make it like thin ass fucking pants.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One jeans is like, okay, I gotta choose one good jeans because they're 500 pounds.
Mm-hmm. They're heavy. Yes, yes. And then on top of it, if you're traveling somewhere where it's one, it's winter and it's still winter where you're going, I can only pack one hoodie.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's
real life struggle.
Bro. Niggas is fucking 5'2". You guys can pack 30 jeans if you really had to. And all your shoes in the same suitcase. Oh my,
bro, tiny baby niggas be coming with the fits when they travel. Like the
Oh my God.
You see, when we travel with Waleed, remember we're going to Hawaii and they're like, we got our big ass 49.9 pound bags. God. And then Waleed's like, all right, let's pack. And we're literally even like 2 hours. And Sketch just throws in a bunch of shit into the smallest baby suitcase ever.
But Waleed... Shout out to my boy, but Wally, he don't really be like, his style is just like whatever.
Yo, he
had so many clothing. It's the amount.
It's about the amount of
articles.
Okay.
Bro, he was switching it up while I'm like, all right, I guess I gotta wear this again.
Yeah.
I'm having to space out, like, okay, I wore this on day one. So that means for day five, it should be good. Nobody should really notice it like that.
Bro, I'm like, when I pack, I'm so like, it has to be multi-purpose, bro. I got to be able to put this with this, this, and this, and this, like, in different ways, because I don't want to bring different fits every day, you know? So
you got to bring a lot of just black, white.
It. Yeah, exactly.
I could wear this with this, any combination.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Bro. Two jeans are getting run through.
But man, two jeans, and especially if you drop a fucking sauce on your jeans, those are done.
You're done.
Man, yeah, you're
those
right.
Done. You got to retire those for the trip.
But immigrations, bro, they be questioning you and like they just make you feel like shit, bro. I'm like, bro, hold on, isn't this supposed to be fun?
You're not very welcoming to your country. What?
No. Oh my god!
Regular shit.
If you think the States is bad, try fucking the Jamaican immigration, bro. When you're going through there,
oh my god.
I haven't been to Jamaica in a minute, so I can't even.
I thought it was no problem, Jamaica. Isn't that the slogan? So what the fuck y'all do here in Jamaica?
That's a fucking problem. Nah, them niggas want to know. To the point where Julian whispered, let me talk. I'm like, holy fuck.
Damn, it's like that, eh?
Do you remember China? We had to fill out those papers of how tall are you? What are your eye color? I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
Bro, I'm scanning my thumb and I don't know why.
Somewhere in China, they have my thumb.
Someone has my thumb on print, and I probably have a clone. But it was only a connection. Like I didn't. We were going to Thailand, but then we had to connect in China for literally like 1 second. We got on the plane, so we're on the plane. We land. We got off the plane and got back on the same plane, and then took off again. I'm like, okay, why are you here? I don't know. You have to fucking ask Air China. This was their dumb ass fucking idea. Bro, they were pressing it. It was very like, I'm like, okay, nobody fuck around. Like, headphones off. Look, smile. Take off your durag, maybe. I know like you shouldn't that, have to do this, but let's just do that.
Yo, to the point where it's like, bro, the niggas made me feel so uncomfortable. Like, have you ever been in a situation where someone tells you, like, yo, you can't make no jokes, but then them niggas is making jokes?
Hell yeah. In China, I was there.
So we're there in China, and these niggas just say, yo, everyone's like, yo, serious, no jokes. And these niggas are like, fucking, like, yo, go here, whatever, whatever. Yeah. and then we're fucking filming our shit out. I swear to God, this nigga does a Euro step around me and says, James Harden. I'm like, yo, nah, that's fucked up.
I'm like, this is racist, but I just don't want to get locked up. So I'm like, let me eat it up. I'm like, yep.
I'm going with it. I'm fucking guarding him. I'm like, ah.
Basketball.
Oh, basketball.
But it was like a weird, it was like a stern joke. It was like, you, Jim Harden. It was all, yeah, he's just joking with his boy. I'm like, but it did, yeah. Like, he's like the mood a bit. Like, maybe this guy's not so bad.
Yeah. right. But
I think it was toting his strap. Like that shit, he could laugh with a gun in his hand, bro. That shit was scary.
They couldn't wait for us to get right up the fuck out. Because we're like writing our names on this little thing, on like the immigration thing, which again, I don't know why I'm filling out because I'm literally about to go on the same plane. And then he pulls up behind me and Tron's like, you, name. I'm like, yeah, I know it's his name. In my head, but in real life, okay.
Didn't write anything. Your pen is closed. You're pretending to write. It's like, yeah, I got you.
Oh, thank you.
Man, thank you so much.
That's strange times in China, right. Man.
Yeah.
But yeah, immigration, yeah. Ease up a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, Trev.
Yo.
What's the Nocta update?
Oh my
what's the,
god.
What's the Nocta looking like?
It's knocked out.
No way, bro.
It's knocked out. Bro, that shit is like, that shit went from my favorite coat to like, I didn't want to fucking see it. I didn't want to like see it on other people because I'm just like, bro, that's, I'm supposed to be shining right now.
Yeah.
Bro. Was it flat?
It's almost as if like someone went inside my coat when I was sleeping, took all the fluff out and stitched it back up. It's like Nike forgot to fluff it. Like it's like it does not make any sense. And I did the tennis ball thing. I rewashed it. Did the tennis ball thing. It just may be too late for me.
Was it because you did the bad wash first, huh?
Possibly.
Maybe. Damn.
Honesty.
Sorry, broski. That's tough.
I wore it today. It looked like a fucking windbreaker. Don't laugh.
Oh, man. Hey, you know, at least you got a couple picks off. You know, you got a couple wears off of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no matter what, the puppies are so adorable still.
It's like, yeah, it's like,
yeah. You can't be mad at it.
Brooklyn's going to be Brooklyn, man. What are you going to do?
What am I going to do, you know?
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
It's tough.
DM Drake.
But also, it's just like, huh?
DM Drake.
Yeah. I'm over winter coats. Like I look at them, I'm like, oh fuck. If I had a chance, I'd take all my winter coats, put them in a fucking pile and burn them.
Okay.
With no sound effect, you made me sound so crazy. I thought I was gonna have some more support there. Nah, bro. They take up hella space, bro.
I know they.
Nah, they,
hey, bro.
We love them. We love them, but they just take ups. And again, being a big nigga,
they do.
I'm taking. That's like 5 shirts right there. One winter coat is 10 sweaters. Swear to God.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
And,
bro,
that's the thing. If you want to, I'm trying to think of a good example. Well, shit, nigga, when it's like you're leaving, let's say you're leaving Toronto and you're going to LA. Mm-hmm. It's so fucking cold. Like, you need to go to the airport with a coat. There's no way around that. Mm-hmm. And then here I am in LA, fucking 40 degrees Celsius in a fucking North Face puffer jacket.
I'm in a fucking Goosey. I'm fucking Crenshaw on a Goosey. Like, what am I doing, bro? And then on top of it, bro. Some of your jackets be so heavy, I open up my closet and the hanger's like this. You ever see a hanger holding on to his dear life? Oh, you guys can't see it, bro.
Just
like
right here.
Oh my God, bro.
You move the shirt beside it, it falls off.
Yeah.
Bro. That is what's tough.
It's not fun being a big nigga, honestly.
Bro, the clothes are huge, man. I'm never, you ever, Shells, you ever put some on, you're like, oh, this is too small. No,
Shells wears a small, bro.
I don't wear. I wear small pants. Yeah, if it's like a sweatpants, I wear a small. But that's all good.
Fuck.
I've had like small t-shirts, you know, because I'm not. I don't like.
You got an itty bitty waist, Shells.
I got an itty bitty waist,
and it's all good.
No waist, no case. Hey, man, what can I say, man?
Slim Reaper, you know?
Bro, Strokes. Slim Reaper!
Is, though,
and that's
like,
where the episode ends. That's it. Slim Reaper, and that's it. That's your new shit. There's no turning back. Yo. Did you have that in your back pocket your whole life?
No. That's fucking, that's Kevin.
Don't tell me. I don't want to know. That is you, brother.
I'll take it. Whatever. That's a fire name. I like that.
Reaper,
man.
Damn.
Yo, this is your podcast.
Holy,
you have the keys.
Fuck.
If you know, you know. You know, that's all I'm gonna say. It's pretty honestly, like, I've never, you know, growing up, you know, even through a high school, whatever, you know, like, I always loved being skinny, man. Like, it was never something that, like, I was insecure about. It was always something that I preferred. You know what I mean? Like,
everything just fits and shit. Bro, yeah, sometimes I get extra larges sent to me. I'm like, bro, this is a fucking baby shirt. This is a baby shirt. What do you mean, XL?
XL is like my cap. Oh, like,
definitely cracked. It's all good.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If I have an XLT, like, it's style purposes. It definitely does not fit. I'm blessed. Shout out to all my skinny niggas.
I'm literally, I don't even know what to say after that one. I am 100% okay to end the episode now. If you guys wanted to,
I'm fully comfortable with it.
All right. But like, we won't, but like, you know, I'd be okay right here.
So what's new with y'all, man?
Yo, I had a question locked and loaded to ask y'all niggas, man. I wanted to holler at y'all real quick.
All right, what's good?
So I was thinking on some Scrooge shit, right?
What's that? What's Scrooge?
A nigga don't like Christmas.
Mm-hmm. You said Scrooge?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Scrooge.
No.
I don't know. I'm like, what the fuck is a Scrooge?
You don't just sort of associate. Whenever someone says something I don't really understand, I bring it to the closest word that, like, I know possible. Like, it's like, you just said blue potato.
Bro, it's like that's like my autocorrect. Like, if a nigga says something like, exactly, all right, that word is close enough to fucking holy shit, I'm just gonna fill that out for you unless you tell me otherwise. You know what I mean? But nah, you just did the complete opposite. It's a scroob. What the fuck is a scroob?
On some scroob shit.
On some scroob shit.
I forgot a question. You just say blue.
Also, okay.
Niggas do not say Scrooge every day, bro. Like,
bro, but who the fuck is a Scrooge? I've never heard. No one ever said that. At least niggas say Scrooge.
You just broke the record for me, the first nigga to ever say Scrooge.
Holy fuck. I remember niggas used to say like skloom or something like
that. Yeah, skloom. I remember skloom. Yeah, skloom.
But never that. Okay.
All right, nigga. That's the question, bro. Fuck.
So I was gonna say, okay, boom. So okay, look.
All right, one second. Hold on, wait, 1 second.
Nah, I'm done. I'm finished, bro. I'm done here. I'm finished, dude.
Bro. The hat is in reverse.
Yes, sir.
Unbelievable.
This is unbelievable behavior, honestly.
This is history.
I would call your parents right now and say, yo, come pick your child up. Yo, this nigga just flipped his hat on all the fucking 10-year-olds here. Get this nigga now. Oh, okay, what's the Sheldon.
Question? Yeah, what's
Jermaine, that? Jermaine, the question is just for Sheldon now. I'm sorry. It doesn't even apply to you anymore.
Damn. Why?
This is your episode, bro. Right, this is your shit.
Shells, you ask us a question. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. I don't even care about my question. I'll tell you, bro. What do you want to hear me answer? Doug, okay. Basically, my shit was, if a nigga came down, right? Let's just say, whatever. Perfect scenario, a nigga walks into the room. You niggas are sitting down, right? You niggas are sitting down. The nigga walks inside the room, and he says, Jermaine, Sheldon, Trevon, how you guys doing? We all say, good. He says, great. That's fucking great. Listen, I have an opportunity in my fucking hand right now, and it's up to you guys if you guys want to grab it. If not, I'll walk out of here. I never came through these doors. We're all interested. We say, okay, cool. What's the opportunity? He says, I'd like to inform you that all your guys' theories have always been right. And there's actually 20 different Sheldons, 20 different Jermaines, 20 different Trevons living in parallel universes. You guys don't know each other. You don't know nothing about this guy. You don't know nothing about anything.
Okay.
He says he can take you to meet one of us each as one of our journeys each. He can take us to meet another Jermaine, another Sheldon, another Trevon in another universe, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But he says, if you go, you have to come back to the same universe here and now. He said, if you go, when you come back, it's going to dramatically change something. He doesn't know what it is. It could be good. It could be bad. He's just saying, yo, I don't know. Something may be fucked up when you get back, but I can take you to go see. Or the nigga could just walk out. Would you guys go see it?
First off, nigga, that was a 7-paragraph question. So the deal is, all my theories are correct. Scrooge shows up out of my closet and he asks me if I want to go to another universe to meet one of the other 20 Jermaines that exist. But when I return, I have to come back. And when I return, something's gonna shake the table a little bit.
It's gonna be fucked in a bad way.
Like you may come back and 50 may have not said fucked in that bar. 50 may not even be a thing.
All right, maybe he's 35 cents. And it doesn't sound as cool.
Yeah, maybe Ja Rule was the popular one, and now 50 is the one getting clowned.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Shit can just be fucked. You just have to understand that it may be fucked.
And get Fat Joe has an 8-pack.
You never know.
I don't want to risk that alone.
Fat Joe being 8-pack, Joe? Just the
most Fat Joe being Slim Joe?
The Terminator's fat.
But the guy, our time traveler, our universe traveler.
There's another catch.
Really? No, yeah. He's just really persuading. Like, when we say no, he's just like, I mean, Jermaine, you're doing some fucking cool shit, though.
Like, bro, you gotta see it.
Bro, come on, bro. No, rush it. No stupid shit. He just says, when you come back, something will change. You don't know if it's good or bad, but it's gonna affect something if you go.
I probably touch still.
Touch it.
Yeah, I probably touch still. I'd just be so curious.
My curiosity would kill me.
Yeah, literally. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll probably go still. Fuck. I'll probably go.
But I feel like if you're 100% fine with who you are now, maybe I can come back and say, like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, but I just don't know what the change is. I don't even know the question to my
But then again, it's like fine in what way though? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Just something's gonna change.
You know what I mean? No, I'm saying, like, if I'm fine here, like, yeah, like, I like myself, I like who I am, but
you don't, something might change. I could come back in Queen Latifah's body.
Maybe.
See, yo, like, that's too many.
That's my question now. Yeah. That's my question. You may come back as Queen Latifah.
Yeah, I might check it out.
I'm gonna go.
I think I'd check that shit out.
Yeah, I gotta go, bro. Like, just fuck it, you know? Fuck it, bro.
What if you go in, it's just lame? You're not doing much. Like, you go to it and you're a worse version of yourself.
That's the thing. You know what? That's life, bro. Like, that is life. And I went through, because it's like, yo, if it was sick, then it would have been worth it, you know? But like, you'll never know until you do it. So it's like, you just got to try, bro.
So you're leaving?
Things like that. Yeah, I'm touching still.
I just be scared to go, and then I'm like, I'm in the alternate universe Jermaine's room, and I'm just, it's just so depressing. It's fucking dirty. I'm kicking the shit around me, bro. What do you do? What's wrong with this nigga?
Yeah.
What are you about?
It's possible, right? Because they say, like, you know, reincarnated in a different way, right? So you're not. So it doesn't mean that you might not be the creative person, you know. You might be like a fucking totally different, you might be like a super analytical, like, yo, you know,
or just have a crazy thing for lizards, and like, that's my thing.
Or that, you know,
yeah,
or be a fucking,
because, yo,
Go ahead.
In parallel universes, it's like, you know when you, you know when you, I catch myself doing this shit a lot. I don't know why, but you know when you go, let's just say you go to the store and someone at Starbucks offers you a free drink. And I always say to myself, I'm like, fuck, in another universe, I probably took that shit. You know what I'm saying? So it could be still in this time, but you're just, maybe you held on to one thing or you made one bad decision that just fucking, that just trickled the shit. It says, yo, this is your life without fucking, I don't know. I just
there's
want to
no,
see
like, there's no empanadas in this universe. That one is like, all right, stab me. I just hold it. Go.
Get rid of me.
That's a heavy question, man. What made you ask that? Like,
huh?
What made you ask that? Like, where did this? You know, where did
so
this
I was smoke, I had smoked some tree, right? You seen the Butterfly Effect movie?
I did, but I seen it as like a kid. I don't really remember too much. I just remember Ashton Kutcher was there and he wasn't playing no jokes.
I watched it back. Yeah, no, I watched it back. Exactly.
Yeah?
It's like, ain't no punk.
If I wrote for like the New York Times and I saw Butterfly Effect, I'd be this Ashton Kutcher without the jokes.
They do that corny.
5 stars. Bro. I figured out, or I came to the agreement with myself that I'm done arguing to niggas about music or movies. If niggas don't like it, I don't care anymore.
That's a good place to be.
I've been welcome to my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you could flash back, if you're sleeping and then I come and you're like, oh my God, who the fuck is this guy? And then I'm like, the arguments about music and movies passed. And then I'm like, come with me again. And then I take you back to every argument you ever had about movies and music. Nigga, you see me in the back just fucking chilling. Yeah. Jermaine, what do you think?
I think what I think and you guys think what you think pretty much. It's all good.
He's just trying to stay out of it. It's like
look at all the work I got done when y'all niggas are talking about fucking ASAP Rocky versus Swae Lee.
Oh my
Yo,
God.
Yo, I remember that.
It was such a passionate argument.
By cool. That shit.
All right, nigga, elephants or gumballs? Go.
Bro, Julia just knows how to get under my skin to make me say, all right, I'm gonna fucking destroy your point, you know?
Oh my God. Only them niggas can ever come to you and say ASAP Rocky versus Swae Lee. Nobody else. Nobody else on this planet Earth was thinking
that. Bro, my
that
first
shit.
Answer was a question back. Why?
Why?
Wait, are they doing like a battle why. Thing somewhere? No. Choose
it
one.
Was just a battle of braid ups. So it was just like, hey, it was a sicker braid up, bro. That's where it started. Dog, but it's just like, it's something in me that just fucking, like, I don't know. Like I feel like I've always had to fight for like the artists that I liked, especially like when we're coming up in that Lil Wayne versus Cassidy versus like, you know what I mean? Like, I've always been on go with mine. Like, all right, bet I'm going to say why I like my niggas so much. But I feel like it's funny because when certain artists go and propel to do the things that they want or they should be at or where they should stay at, like as far as like their career, it's like, I told you niggas, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I like having I don't know why I like having to one up on niggas. It's like tell nigga, I put you onto him, bro.
Yeah.
You just can't say anything. You can't. I did that. What?
Well, put him on?
Yeah, it's the funniest thing ever. It's the twins. I blame the twins for that.
Only if they're like only if they really care about that and they see it as a type of currency of just I put when they rub it in your face, I put you on Wiz Khalifa punk ass. And then you feel nice I put you on Tyrese. It was bumping on Tyrese before me.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like I feel like that's just such like a fucking I don't know. Like just to say I put you on is just it's something in our culture that means a lot. It's like, yeah, I can't live with that. Like you can't tell me you put me on 50. Like who put me on 50? Nobody. I put myself on.
Nah, that was BET. That was Black Entertainment Television to put me on.
Black Entertainment Television put me on. Yeah.
I remember the Get Rich or Die Trying commercial, the album. And they're like they're like promoting a single to promote the whole album. It's like 50 Cent from In the Club. It's your birthday.
Yeah, you see the video. Yeah, I remember those shits. Yeah.
Damn. I remember the Innocent Man one with Cassidy.
Yeah. Those were good.
Yeah, those were really good. Like they were like, that's a good commercial, you know? Like
yeah, those were really good.
It's like, you're showing me something I would buy. You know?
Yeah, that's crazy that you just you like one song and then like you have to buy 16 other ones. You probably might not even like, to be honest. Yeah. It was it used to crush my heart when we did get a CD. I'm like, yo, these are skips.
Yo, a lot of skippers, like, bro. A lot of albums used to sell like that, bro. Because I need it.
I think that's why I'm so appreciative when I find a good album. I'm like, yo, no skippers out there, like legit, no skips.
Yeah.
Yo, Jermaine Sheldon, do you remember the what was the first album we listened to collectively, and there was no skips?
Oh yeah, Kanye West.
You know,
it's The Life of Pablo.
Oh yeah,
solid front to back.
Holy fuck.
It sounded great in a loop of like the whole album.
Yeah. We rinsed that fucking album.
I think there's just certain artists that just understand that your album can be more than just a bunch of songs just on a fucking. On a piece of project, you know what I mean? Like when certain songs, like there's, I think, shout out to Solange too. Solange had an amazing album that just, I didn't even know the song changed.
On See That, was it See That, not See That Table? What was the newer one?
Oh, no, Don't Touch My Hair?
I See at the Table.
That's the song. Like See That the Table is the newer one?
Yeah.
What was the other one before that? Get Down was
Don't Touch My Hair?
I think that's the song.
It's slipping my mind.
No, that was a whole album, no?
No, don't Touch My Hair is a song. Yeah, look that up. I can't even remember.
I gotta know this.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, I have to know this. Don't Touch My Hair is definitely an album.
It's not. Really, it's a song, bro.
Oh, When I Get Home is a new one. And then I See That the Table is the other one with the hair.
There we go.
But yo, both of those?
Don't Touch My Hair at the Table, no?
Loot Me Up. Yeah, that's just a deluxe version.
Oh, okay, yeah. I See It at the Table. Yeah. Okay. Because See It at the Table is about her hair, right?
She had some hair joints on her.
That was a not the hair joint. But like that's the Don't Touch My Hair was on that album, right?
Yeah.
Okay, she had I dove in. I slept on that one and I dove into When I Get Home, but then made me go back and.
Yeah, have you heard the True EP?
True who?
True EP by Solange.
Like True? No, like
sleeping. Yeah, like True and EP.
I'm sleeping.
Sleeping.
That's an EP, five slaps. Five slaps, bro.
Five slaps. Damn. Oh, it's not on Apple Music.
It might not be still.
Teeth. It's on title.
Shout out Blue Ivy getting a Grammy.
No, it's like,
and you
it's
know what time it is. What was a Grammy for?
Being the cutest baby.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to that. Somebody got to win it.
I actually don't know.
Don't touch.
Sheldon, do you know?
What the Grammys
I'm looking
for?
Right now.
Nope. I didn't watch it. Bro, I was telling somebody last night, like, I don't even know, like.
She won a Grammy for, on Sunday for Best Music Video for Brown Skin Girl. So Blue Ivy received writing credit for the song.
That's hard.
What? Because she sings on it. That's crazy, bro.
Was that the one she at the end? She said, have my brother and my sister.
No.
That was one?
She literally sings the hook.
Yeah.
That's hard.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
The Grammy is such a tricky thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like when people don't win, fuck the Grammys, we boycott this shit. But then when they win, thank you to the Academy. I appreciate everybody. Yeah. Thank you, God, my mom.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
And the thing,
I don't know. Did you guys watch it, though?
I caught like the last third of it.
For sure. Go ahead. Go ahead and say what you were about to say, Sheldon.
For sure. Yeah.
Nah, I rock with that.
I caught it at Cardi B's performance. I don't really know how much happened before that, but I'm in a weird spot. Obviously, like we know about all the artists boycotting the Grammys and, you know what I'm saying, speaking on them, their mistreatment to fucking other artists and whatnot, and not shining lights to artists that clearly had like a run or whatever the case may be. More specifically, speaking on The Weeknd, because that's just the most recent one I know of. And, you know what I mean, with the Super Bowl thing that happened in the Grammys and all that. Mm-hmm. And then before the Grammys, The Weeknd told his label stop submitting my music to them, like basically fuck that type shit, taking a stand for it because it's just like, yeah, it's all cap type of thing. But then now I'm watching the Grammys and the whole thing was just like highlighting black artists, highlighting like Beyonce for what she, for I'm sorry, I don't even know, it was a music video, but I don't even know her last album, sorry. I think it was Beyonce, she won a Grammy for it, I'm pretty sure, but she was speaking on like black culture. Yeah, The Lion King, there you go. And speaking on black culture and just diving into like, you know, what we already know and all that, you know what I'm saying? Just how powerful we are and how much we really drive this culture and you know what I mean? How much these niggas just eat off us and blah, blah, blah. And everything was just surrounded by it. And I'm watching them just like, they even had this nigga come out of nowhere who I've never seen before.
Stop obviously working against us and work with us. Keep submitting your music. We're trying. Stop saying fuck the Grammys.
It's hurting our
it's hurting our pockets.
Bro, they zoomed into that nigga's hand. I'm like, bro, his hand has nothing to do. They're just, yo, yeah, capture the skin tone on this. Like, make sure they know. Like, bro, it's just this random black guy just coming out of nowhere. It's talking behind a piano saying, like, work with us. We hear you guys, and we want you guys to know that we hear you, but just keep fucking with us. And I was just watching the shit, and I'm just like, bro, Beyonce's like,
performance or something?
This during the whole show,
just
bro,
throughout, like, and then they had, like, new messaging, and, like, we hate racism. Stop it. And now Cardi B.
Bro, it was just like throughout the whole shit, just random messages that, like, as if the talking black guy wasn't enough to come out and say, yo, fuck with us. Let's do this the right way. Then another message just comes out of a black voiceover reading over this message saying we don't fuck with racism, whatever, whatever. And then, I don't know. It was just with me, I don't know if. My dilemma last night was, I don't know if our message finally worked and they're listening to the artists that are saying, bro, you guys been boycotting us or you guys been mistreating us the whole time. Sorry. And now they're listening, or maybe they actually fired niggas from the Recording Academy and got some new people up in there. Or maybe this is all just a front. They're saying like, yo, we have to do something. And they're panicking because it's just like, why all of a sudden it's just big, 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 big change. But then it's like, we are fighting for that change. You know what I mean? We are fighting for our artists to be treated fairly. Mm-hmm. And then it flips to, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I was just in defense and I was watching shit. I'm like, bro, their views are probably dropped so much. And then today, the tweet came out of their views. Basically, I think last year their Grammy views were like 14.7 million. Then today came out, I was like, they only got like 7.5 million views or something like that. Yeah. It's like it dropped by 50%. Crazy.
Because this is the thing, I'm gonna be honest, like, you know, that definitely feels like, you know, a little bit of pandering. It definitely seems like just coming from not a weird space, but just a space of like, okay, we gotta swing this, we gotta appease the people now because, you know, they're our viewership. But this is the thing, man, like we've been saying this for years, like, you know, we are the culture, like we drive what's popular, we drive what people watch. I remember like award shows, the best part would be Twitter and just everybody talking about it. And I didn't see that like at all last night.
Just seeing that excitement.
Yeah, like last night it's just a few, the only people I seen really talking about the Grammys last night were my musician friends. That was it.
Yeah.
I didn't see no like regular folk talking about it, like people that make music, because like, you know, for some people it is still like a prestigious award, but I was just saying last night to somebody, like, it's so tainted now, like it's so different, like it really isn't what it used to be, and like,
no,
it's just sad because it didn't need to be like that. That shit could still be the Grammy that it was when Michael Jackson won it and thing, if they just weren't racist and actually and weren't like fucking pieces of shit, you know. So
and it just sucks because it's like it's really something that they just stripped of the artists. Like it's not going to be the same for when people win a Grammy, because it's like now it's going to be that little separation of maybe people that just don't care or respect the Grammys or the Recording Academy enough. Mm-hmm. Where so when someone actually like Nas finally won a Grammy, I'm like, yo, that's big, but it sucks that he won it in this time where it's just like
it's not the same.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, what did they? What was it? What are you winning for?
Him and Hit Boy won
the album.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I like that album, too.
That album is good. And to piggyback off your point, it's I just lost my train of thought. Yep.
Back to but the message when this guy, this random guy came on to saying work with us, whatever, mm-hmm. there's literally a commercial of maybe like five different individuals. One was Indian, one was black, one was I think Asian, just all different, a couple different cultures, a couple different races. And they're all listening to music and making music in their bedroom and shit. And then like just a slow-mo of them taking off the headphones. And then the guy saying, here, we really listen to the album to see who really put the work in. I'm just like, bro, what the fuck? Because I was asking him, yo, how do you guys like, who's sitting there saying, yo, that one slaps. That one's getting it for sure. Like,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? They tainted themselves already. So it's just, I think it's going to take a long, like it's not just going to be like one award show that's going to fix it all. Like y'all gotta fucking put your money where your mouth is for,
yeah.
You know, keep the shit going. After they fucking gave away the Good Kid, Mad City shit to Macklemore about fucking dirty old shirts, nigga.
Oh,
that's the fucking
God.
Shit that won. But it was 99 cents.
That's a spit in the face, bro.
But then again, on Macklemore, top, it's like, who are these people that are judging this shit? You wouldn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, yeah. I feel like.
But then again, it's just like, bro, did you not hear that? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the beat drop, nigga. You like, even what really tore me up was just Astroworld. I'm like, bro, as much as I love Cardi B, there's no way Cardi B made a better album than Astroworld. Mm-hmm. But then I would guess maybe that's personally, but like,
yeah, her shit was banging.
That's perception. I mean, perspective.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, shout out to Cardi B. Also, shout out to Beyonce because she broke a record, winning the most Grammys. I can't remember what it was for. Honestly, I was half paying attention to this
most
shit.
Most Grammys by a female artist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, like it's still good to see people win.
Yeah,
but I
remember I was gonna say that like the Grammys now is gonna get to like the freshman cover status where people just don't even care, they don't want it anymore.
Oh my God, yeah,
you know what I mean? It's gonna get to that point, bro, where like fans don't even want it, just ship it to me, bro, appreciate it. It's gonna get to that point.
Like, I feel like they're playing up that Beyonce thing, and sometimes I feel like they give awards to people who they for sure want to come. Mm-hmm. If Beyonce is there, more people are gonna watch. Mm-hmm. And then they're getting every Jay-Z shot they could to get his reaction. And mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then later on Twitter, people are talking about the Jay-Z's reaction to this and how this went done and blah blah blah. And it's just like, I feel like that's business too, man. It's just,
I mean, I don't get it twisted. Like, yeah, Beyonce is great. You know, like, of course, you know,
we always gonna stand behind Queen B.
Yeah, not that she doesn't deserve it, but I feel like they're playing it up definitely. Like, business, they're not just like, oh, because she deserves. It's like, oh. And fuck.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a problem. I seen the clip where she was with Megan and some shit, and they were telling her about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I felt like she was like, "Bro, what are you doing?" Like, because she's not trying to take people's moments away from them. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Yeah.
That's how she is. So it's like, they're definitely like, that's their narrative. That's their like ulterior motive that I feel like they try to push with Beyonce. You know, whenever they can.
Bro, but just in general, let's just fuck that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Where we have to be so, you know what I'm saying? Almost on guard, where it's just like something happens away, where we're just like, I don't really know, I can't really believe it this way, because mm-hmm. niggas really, you know, because niggas is just shicey. Like the Grammy, it's like when you show your true colors, it's so hard to really just say, all right, we want to fuck with you, because it's just like, bro, we don't necessarily need you. Like, yeah, it's a statement to say I have a Grammy, and it's written in history to say this is like that award holds, and you know what I mean, everyone wants to win a Grammy, but it's just like, bro, when Drake drank out the Grammy, you know what I mean, like that was a moment. It's that moment's gone for like all these new artists that want to hold a Grammy, and you know what I mean, like maybe not for all, because obviously, you know what I'm saying, but like
I'm getting that.
It's just it sucks that they stripped that.
One thing I want to say too is like, it might be hate. I shouldn't say it. That's God telling me not to say it. I feel like, for me, this is just my opinion, so I want to get y'all opinion on this. If you guys made music, right? I see people like, you know, they win a Grammy, whatever, or like, say like Kay Schneider, for example. Kay Schneider makes this album and he has like a bunch of artists on the album, right?
And they're like, "Oh, I won a Grammy too." It's like, I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't even claim that Grammy if that was me. Like, if it's not my shit, it wasn't my album, my song, I wouldn't even claim that Grammy. So I don't know. I just feel like people are just like reaching for Grammys. And it's like, bro, like, it's just weird to me. Like, when I see that shit, like, it's like, bro, you could congratulate your friend for sure. Like,
nah.
You know what I mean? But I think it's weird. That's just me.
Yo, if a Grammy doesn't come to my house, I don't have a Grammy. Does it go to their house?
I think they get like a certificate. I don't think they get like a.
I want that
actual thing. I think
you might like look a piece of paper. I'll hold that for sure.
In my eyes, I'm one. I'm not taking anything away from the artist, which is fine with me. Two, I'm just telling that Academy, print out an extra piece of paper and swing that my way.
Yeah.
And three, it's like, bro, if I'm on there and I help make whatever what transpired to be, then like I should get a thank
you.
So
let's look at it like this. Let's look at it like this, right? Let's say like, not to cut you off, but let's say like I don't know, Cardi B's album, right? Bodak Yellow is like, that's the record. That's the big record. Really, that's like the record that kind of puts the eyes on the album. And then let's say you're on like track 14, you know? Good song. Didn't win the Grammy though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it I don't know. That's just me though.
That goes in the bio for me still. Yeah. That goes in my IG bio. As soon as I hear the announcement, oh, here it is.
Grammy award winning.
Jermaine for fucking bro. Being in the studio and saying, I think you should say the instead.
Yeah, you're running with it. All right.
I guess
that's what I'm saying.
This is what's funny. Yeah, I don't think it's terrible to celebrate your wins and then, you know, saying being positive of what you got and then.
I feel that.
And even then, like, I feel like just doing, not doing the bare minimum. And like, I just think, okay. In life,
not the in life.
Certain things happen in life where it's like Waleed is like this guy a lot. He'll just have something that's like, yo, how the fuck do you have that? You're like, yo, I don't even know. Like it just worked that way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So for a perfect example, me and Jermaine are on More Life. More Life went platinum. And I texted Wanda, I'm like, yo, so technically aren't we like platinum award winning artists? And he's just like, he said, yo, yes, if we submit something to some company or some organization or whatever,
right.
These niggas will send us a fucking plaque saying like Jermaine Richards, Trevon Richards, because we're credited on the song.
Right.
But for a long to blood class. But for a long to bomba class.
I gotta do it. Honestly, I'm gonna do it just because you said this. I'm gonna fucking get it. I'm gonna hang it up.
Okay, make a copy of one and just write Jermaine instead of Trevon.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I actually do want one. That'd be hard. Yes, I'm gonna claim it.
I'm gonna do it.
Mm-hmm. Let me change
this. I'm gonna say multi-platinum selling artist.
Yes.
Oh my God, look at that curve.
Ooh.
Stupid.
Man, you know what time it is. It's time to hit the Discord, see what y'all's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Bigfoot Fishy voice note. We got a 32-second joint.
All right, so my question is, how many, whoa, that's crazy, does it take for someone to get the message? Like, how many of those does it take for someone to know, yo, I really don't care? I feel like it's like a widely known thing. So for me to stand there and go, whoa, that's crazy, in your face 5 to 8 times, and you're not getting the point, is crazy to me. There needs to be like a unified number on this, in my opinion. What do y'all think?
First off, let's clap it up.
Yeah.
Very important message here.
Wow.
It just depends on your self-awareness, man, honestly. I hear you say, whoa, that's crazy once. That's already, you threw me off. I'm done fucking talking. I think I was talking about. Yeah. Don't give me that shit. But some people they're so locked in their own world that they just... I made fun of this in a video, and I took that from real people that I actually know in my life who just on and on and on and on and on. I'm like, bro, you didn't even let me fucking say anything yet.
Right. Yeah.
There needs to be more PSAs and billboards and shit so everyone gets the message. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was going to say. I don't really feel like sometimes you be thinking everybody knows what this means, and you don't. It's just not like that.
Yeah.
You
know,
if you wish...
It's just not like that. Mm-hmm. So the whoa, that's crazy. It's just like, bro, not a lot of people are gonna fucking know,
like,
what that means.
Yeah,
you know what I'm,
cause like out here, like I'd be like, I feel like a lie is that. Like if I say a lie like five times, you know. But just gotta normalize telling niggas to shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
that's a shortcut.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's just, bro, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. Me personally, I've been doing a lot of self-reflecting, you know, 2021, a lot of self-reflecting. And I just realized a lot of just hurdles that I run through for no reason, man. Like, just tell the nigga, bro, not right now.
Not right now. Yo, that's a fact.
Not right now, but, bro.
Yeah.
Because
what stops me is like
2021, man.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead, Jay. Go ahead, Jay.
Cause what would stop me is like, I don't want to take it the wrong way. I don't want to hurt his feelings. But that's not what I mean. It's like, you're still my boy, but like, yo, bro, shut up.
You can't fucking take on another nigga's perception of what you say. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, we gotta be true. Try. You know what I mean? You try to not to be polite and shit and da 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 da. But you gotta just say shit sometimes how it is and. You know, if there's a conversation to be had after, I can tell you, hey, this is how I meant if you don't know. But yeah, man, maybe hit you with two lies. And I'm like, yeah, bro, not right now, bro.
sometimes just people just don't get it, man. Like, and I don't know. I think 2021, a lot more people have to do a better job with just reading the room.
Yeah, for sure.
Reading the room, reading the vibes.
For sure.
And just understanding, like, yo, who they're talking to sometimes. Because, yo, bro, example, the other day I walk in, this guy stops me. He says, yo, like, how'd you get your... And you guys must think I'm capping. A lot of niggas stop me to talk about my beard. I'm just like, bro, okay, really, is this a good setting to talk about someone else's beard? I don't know you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
And my aunt, there's nothing behind it. There's no tricks. You haven't... unveiled the fucking magician's trick.
Yeah.
I woke up and I leave it.
If you're asking me how to treat your beard,
different.
Okay. Different. But still, I don't like how do you just walk. Hey. How do you treat that mullet of yours?
Especially anyways. If you're not even close to the category of what we're doing here on the face.
You have a baby chin
strap. Barely. I'm doing you a favor by calling it a chin strap or even identifying it at all. Why are we talking
facial
here?
Hair.
Oh shit.
Okay, well, how do you treat your beard? You have to get it first.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You need to get some? Like, you know what I'm saying? Dog.
First thing you need to have one.
So it stops me to talk about my beard and ask you how I manage my beard and how I get it like that and blah blah blah, and I just kept saying like you know, I got a reservation, like I gotta go, like and he's just like, okay, hold on, I just want to leave you with something. I'm like, with what? I don't
leave
even know you
with leaving leave me alone with. Leave me with my the rest of my day, nigga.
Leave me alone.
That's what you can do.
Let's try that.
God,
facts, facts.
What else we got, man? Great question from Bigfoot. Oh, Bigfoot is she?
I call did we answer?
Bigfoot fishy. Yeah, we answered that shit.
Yeah, we answered.
Yeah, that's another thing. Hell, people fucking just ask them a question and they just
totally miss them.
Okay, I don't think we answered it.
We did. You said how many? You said you don't know. There's no real universal thing.
Yeah.
We wish and we think that everybody knows what it means, but they clearly don't. So, and Sheldon suggested that you tell
just
them
right, just shut tell up. Them not today. Yeah, shut up.
Two lies and a shut
I feel
up.
Feel better.
Yeah. Nick D'Angelo hit us with a 52-second joint.
What's going on, Random Order? For y'all, this is Nick D'Angelo. I've been following your content since like 2013. Really appreciate what you guys are doing for the community you've built. From Brampton, shout out Brampton. Now live in the States. I'm trying to start my own clothing brand around my own original art and illustrations. And sometimes I just deal with a lot of creator block where I just go days, sometimes weeks without creating anything just because I simply sometimes I'm not motivated to do it or I just simply go blank. So just wondering how you guys deal with that personally. I know it's a lot of pressure to, you know, keep putting out content and creating. And I'm wondering if you guys ever deal with that. I'm sure you do. But what are steps you take mentally to kind of deal with that? And maybe there's external things you do to kind of motivate yourself to keep creating. Thank you, guys.
my man Nick D'Angelo. Shit, man, hell yeah.
That's a good question.
I remember going months without being able to crit. Like, I say not being able to, but honestly, I really think, like, what I found out was that the hardest part was actually sitting down to actually try and do it, regardless of how I was feeling. Mm-hmm. Because whenever it did come down to, like, hey, you have to fucking do this video because whatever, maybe it's sponsored or some shit, I end up fucking doing shit that I'm like, had I just didn't have to do that and I just felt like, okay, all right, when I feel like I have something,
right,
I wouldn't have sat down. So really sitting down, especially if you make it like a routine to sit down every, whatever, every certain time of the day. Yeah. Just that exercise of getting it out from your mind and just like getting on a piece of paper and now it exists. And then even you just start fucking just banking your shit. And then you end up looking back at some shit that you came up with last August. And you're like, at the time it was just a little doodle or some shit. But then you look back like, hold on, I might have did some shit. So just getting into the habit of actually just putting it out no matter how you feel at the time. That's what definitely helps me.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
I think honestly with me, I don't know. I think it's a tough one because it's like, it's honestly whatever you're going through in life in the time that has a big effect to how you are and how you're moving. But also, like, I feel like a lot of times you can fix things just by living and just kind of dropping that expectation or dropping that weight of, you know what I mean, actually needing or feeling the need to actually do something. And just I don't know, just live a little bit, go outside. Obviously, times are different, but go outside. I get something to eat, maybe ride my bike, go play ball. Like,
don't procrastinate, though.
Just like,
you get fucked up. You get fucked up. Let me floss, nigga. All right, let me shave my bum real quick.
But like, with me, it was just different because, like, if we're doing comedy, it's just like I'd get a lot of. Maybe content out of going to play ball with niggas and just seeing people just be funny within themselves and they don't even notice it, but I'm just like, oh, that was funny as hell, like you don't even know why, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for me, it's like trying to go out there and like live a little, but yeah, you could definitely get locked into fucking procrastinating and just pushing shit back. So it's honestly just however you feel. I feel like you should know when something's working for you and be like, oh, okay, I feel something here, you know.
Yeah, I mean, fuck. If you have, I would say, just to piggyback off of those two points, try, if you have people around you that, you know, you trust and they have taste and, you know, they're someone that's opinions that you honor and you respect and, like, share your work with them. Because sometimes, like, you know what I mean, that energy from sharing your work with someone that's around you can help you see it in a different light and make you believe in it more. Because you probably do have great ideas, right? But you're probably just a little bit insecure about them or feel like they're not good enough or they're not where you want to be, when in reality, to the people that you're going to present it to, which are, you know, just like the people around you, they fuck with it and they like it and they feel it. So try just sharing your work around, man, because you might realize, like, you know, the things you're making are you're not giving enough credit, and that's going to help you just put more shit out.
For sure. For sure. And I do feel like claiming that like you're blocked creatively, that shit'll fuck you up. If you're sitting down in front of a piece of paper, like, oh, fuck, I can't think of shit, chances are that you're not gonna get shit. Are you gonna, like, struggle and do a little reach to, like, all right, let me try this little shit? I say try your best to lock in and not think about it too much until, like, just fucking pour some shit on a piece of paper and then try to organize it after.
Going with positive mindset.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, every day, like, yo, forget yesterday. It's today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just vibe out. Enjoy it. Be in the moment. Mm-hmm. Let's do one more of these.
All right.
That's a great question. I like that.
Yeah.
This one's from Sir Eagleton.
Oh, my God.
Wagwan people. Sir Eagleton here. First of all, I just wanted to say thank you guys for setting up that London meetup that you did a few years ago now.
Oh, you already know.
I'm actually in the video. I'm the guy that was asking everyone for a spud. But yeah, I met quite a lot of interesting people that day, and a lot of them I'm still friends with to this day. So,
oh, that's sick.
It's crazy. It's
kind of cool. I just wanted to thank you guys for that. But anyway, I'm going to try to wrap this up, do it quickly as possible. Basically, what I wanted to ask you guys is, do you feel like social media or just like society and the culture that we're in right now kind of sets a certain pressure on young people in the creative field to be successful by a certain age? And I know that's kind of long-winded, but what I mean by that is, you know, I'm 22 and I'm a videographer, photographer, whatever you want to call it, right? All around creative. And I feel this pressure that by the time I'm like 23, 24, if I haven't got to a certain level, then I'm essentially a failure. And I know I'm not supposed to feel like that, but I feel like there's a lot of variables around the culture and social media that makes me feel like, okay, look, this guy is 18, this guy is 19, that guy is 17 and he just blew up and he just got a fat selling record. And that guy just did a music video for Kendrick Lamar and he's only 21. Rah, rah, rah. You know what I'm saying? So do you feel like that pressure actually exists, or is it just me bugging out? And if you do feel like it exists, obviously you guys are a lot older than me, but what do you think I should do, or people like me should do, to get over that? Because it is kind of depressing sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
On the OP.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Sir Eagleton.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's wow.
Yo. Oh, for sure. So
that's it. You said I'm first.
Me, no, yeah, you're right. Personally, let me get at you like this, man. I feel 100% close to this question, just for the simple fact that Justin Bieber is my age, and I've never let that go. And I'm just like, okay, this nigga is doing this at this age, like crazy. Yum, yum.
I fucking farted so I had to evacuate my room. That's all. That's the type of shit I'm on today. Nigga, drive yum yum. Like,
yeah, nigga. So it's like I feel it. I feel it 100%.
Sure. But what if you're on a creative journey and you're like, even if it's not like the top, like fucking the top entertainers and shit, what if it's just like he's comparing himself to another low key director, for example, and then he just directed this crazy video and he knows this is his path, like this is what he wants to do, but on his path he's comparing, like okay, he's comparing to checkpoints where he did this at 18. Well, I should have been did this at 18. So how would you
you're already off to a wrong start saying I was 18 when he did this, like, because nigga, if you want to start there, Bow Wow started doing shit when he was 5. We're already fucking late, you know what I'm saying?
Like, we're fucking way too late.
You can't look at other people's journeys because that's simply their journey. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like
a fact.
Journey's like, unique, man.
Shit happens at different times for different people, and you can't really question it, because at the end of the day, there's still that nigga, I don't know his name, but there's that nigga that was balling for that Lakers contract, and like he got his 10-day contract, then he got that shit extended, and it's just like, there you go. Like, and we all know him. He was fucking hooping. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit just happened at a different time, but you have to have that positive mindset to keep going and just know that your shit will come. And
enjoying your shit in the meantime, like no matter where you are, just like enjoy being at that stage and just take it. Like when we weren't fucking blown up and shit, I remember just being like, we took that and we could have just been like, oh fuck, like I guess, like, okay, this guy just fucking got on YouTube in 2 months, this guy's viral already. We just took it as, all right, there's not millions of people watching. Like, now we have more of a chance to just like lock in and test our shit out without the pressure of fucking 60 million people watching everything we put up.
Change your perspective. You know what I'm saying? Perception, yeah. Change
That's your perspective. It. Like, I don't think social media makes you do the shit. You have to allow it to get into your fucking head and you know what I'm saying? Like, shape your perception.
Yeah. Niggas got to understand just one thing, bro. Like, we're the superior fucking race, bro. We're the human race, bro. We can literally do anything. Anything you see walking around, do whatever, a fucking human made that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these shits that you see just out here, like, just know the human mind is very powerful, bro. And like, really, whatever
you ever see a building, motherfucker.
a man made that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the same nigga that cleared the room because his fart stunk, he built that fucking building right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's perception, man. Perception is everything, and the way you view shit and the way you handle shit, your attitude towards things will really change a lot, man. It goes a long way.
Right. And the more you're spending, the more you're using your mind to compare yourself and be sad that you're not at this checkpoint by this time, is the same brain power that you could have used to actually fucking do some great shit. So why would you do that to yourself?
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yeah, try to
try to shift your the way you're looking at it, right? Don't look at it as, you know, I'm behind. Just look at it as I can get there too. You know what right. I mean? Like motivation, if mm-hmm. anything, because, you know, we live in such a comparable world, right? It's like everything is comparable. You look at social media, all that shit. You know, you might even look mm-hmm. at people around you. I know for me, like, especially when not going to college and shit, like, you're looking around and you're like, you literally feel like people are like getting further from you than, you know, than they ever were. So it's something that you got to mm-hmm. deal with, man. It's, and it's tough. Everyone goes to it.
Right. And no matter where you are, if someone else is looking at you like, damn, mm-hmm. how'd you do that? How did you, damn, yeah, how'd you pull you this shit saying? Off? Trust remember me, niggas yeah. who were graduating started asking me, so yo, how do you get set it up on YouTube? Like, nigga, aren't you a fucking brain surgeon or some shit?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. That's real yeah. shit. That's real shit.
I mean, I think there's a million ways and a million different scenarios we can pitch to you, because even Cardi B, bro, Cardi B was doing so much mm-hmm. before, like, she actually got on. And then when she got on, it just, like, that's all you're seeing. But no one's seeing her fucking, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, having to go through all this shit and all this bullshit with producers and, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Niggas that feel like they have some sort of power over her because, oh, you want to be popping and you're coming to me because you need help. Like, niggas aren't seeing that mm-hmm. side. We're just seeing the fucking, the upside, which exactly. is, like, all we have to compare, which is what I'm saying. Like, it's easy to go on. Niggas aren't posting a bad picture on Instagram. They're going to post the best shit because that's yeah, what they want you right. to see. You facts, know what I'm saying? Like, facts. That's why sometimes if I post some shit, I'm like, nigga, all right, what? I have a fucking booger in my nose. Whatever, I'm going to leave this shit up, nigga. What? Mm-hmm. I got a fucking booger. I forgot to take it out, nigga. Like, niggas just want you to see the most perfect shit. What happened?
I probably did that one down.
Is that not for real? But yeah, shit is never as it seems, bro. Yeah, it's never as it seems, and like, you know, you just gotta figure out what you want out of whatever you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Because
that's it.
You know, that's what's most important. Because what mm-hmm. you think another nigga has, he doesn't have, bro.
You know what I'm saying? And he still wants something else.
And he still wants trust something. Me. Else, you know what I'm saying?
It's never enough.
It's never enough.
It's never enough. Know?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I think we answered that.
Yeah.
I even think to his point of like him coming to a meetup and then having friends from that day and like him still talking, like that's happiness. You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. obviously not, that's not happiness right there, but that's like that brought, if you watch the shit back, that shit made us smile and you didn't even know. We're just like, yo, that's what's up. Cause that's the type of shit that matters. Like friendship, relationship, shit like that. You know what I mean? That's sick.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Thanks. 23 is still beard time left too. You're not even 23 yet. Oh, he said God. When he gets to 23, so mm-hmm. just grind it, bro. Just grind it, bro.
Just do your thing, man.
That's another thing the internet does. Makes everybody feel older than we are. It's cap. Mm-hmm.
But damn, nigga 28, fuck.
Yeah, bro. I'm like, nigga, I'll kill to be 23.
No, my birthday's next week, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
My birthday's literally in 4 days.
4 days.
Yo, it's really how you... I don't feel... Like, what is 28 supposed to feel like? I just smacked my
head. I let that go, bro. Facts. I let that go.
No, 100%.
I let that go,
bro. I'm fucking... I mean, niggas still that feel are like fucking... I'm 18 and I'm joking around like a fucking little kid.
Dog.
And I'm having fun.
Bro.
And I'm getting
niggas,
it done.
Niggas, you can't tell a kid... You can't tell a kid, specifically me, to grow up when I'm in fucking grade 7. From there, I'm like, okay, that statement is going straight on my ass, and I'm never pulling that shit back out. Because they're telling a fucking 10-year-old boy to grow up. Like, what?
My baby now.
Out of here, bro. That shit. I never listen to niggas tell you to grow up, bro.
Bro, what is the age where you got to be, like, the idea of an adult? Like, what? They go, oh, fucking 22, 32.
This is the thing, man. There is no age, because even the niggas that you think are adults are bozos, bro.
Are fucking bozos, bro. Yo, let me read something real quick before we wrap this up. Mm-hmm, this is how I'm going to wrap this episode up real quick, because I saw something today, and I've been talking a lot about just finding yourself and all that. So I have this here quote that I found literally right before I got on here. Here go, right?
Yeah.
It says, finding yourself is not really how it works. Sorry, the camera's in front of me. Okay, I'm going to be off. Finding yourself is... Okay, I got it. Finding yourself is not really how it works. You aren't a $10 bill in your last winter coat's pocket. You are also not lost. Your true self is right there, buried under cultural conditioning, other people's opinions, and inaccurate conclusions you drew as a kid that you became because of your beliefs about who you are. Finding yourself is actually returning to yourself and unlearning an excavation and remembering who you were before the world got its hands on you. If that's not a fucking fact,
that's real shit, bro.
I don't know what is.
That's real shit.
You ain't got to worry about that.
On period.
Shit.
Yo, there's one book, Three Magic Words. Fucking all about that shit. All about that shit. Just unlearn. It's a matter of unlearning all this bullshit. You really don't think about it until someone like directs your focus on it. Like, okay, wait, why do you? This idea you have of yourself. Why is it that? Who put that there?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're not even thinking about the one time your dad said, stop fucking acting like that. You bury that in your subconscious mind. You don't think about it, but it's still there, like directing you and telling you how to act and how to react and fucking.
Yeah.
Why you're super shy and why you're, you know, super to yourself. Because maybe, I don't know, you forgot the one time your aunt said, shut up, you idiot.
Yeah.
It doesn't make no fucking sense, stupid kid. And bro, yo, all that shit just adds up. You do not think about it. It's, yeah, it's, mm-hmm. it's unlearning and just, it's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're there. You know what I'm saying?
You know, last thing, because this is something crazy. Doja Cat literally said something yesterday on the Grammys. She was just saying when she used to sing, like, she wanted to sing so bad, but she was afraid to tell other people she wanted to sing. So she would sing in her room so low to the point where, like, her family couldn't hear her. And that's already coming from, like, a kid that's scared to express herself. Instead, she just expressed herself online where she felt comfortable to people, like, on the internet. And it started off in, like, little chat rooms and shit like that she was, like, singing and saying her shit. And then the shit grew. But it's just, like, a lot of us are just afraid to do shit because of, like, of our upbringing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That shit, our conditioning, our upbringing and all that. And it's like, bro, you really have to let that go to understand, like, mm-hmm. who you are. And again, if you haven't watched it, watch the movie Soul, because the first time I watched it, I'm like, that's exactly what they're talking about here. Mm-hmm. And it's that movie, that's such a beautiful movie. Watch mm-hmm. that shit and rethink about how the message they're trying to tell y'all.
Yes, sir.
Get me out of here.
Yo, especially under immigrant parents, though.
Holy fuck.
We're like, yo, we're going into this country. Everybody has to do this. And this is apparently how they get down. So you got to do that. And the only way to be successful is school. And you have to go through the even if you don't fucking believe in what you're doing in school. Well, you're in school, right? Okay, you're successful. And then that guarantees a good job. It's a lot of bullshit. And your parents are like so stuck in their ways that it's a good chance that they're not going to unlearn that shit. So you even got to look past that. Like, your mom might say some stupid shit today and just be like, you got to look through that.
Facts.
Like, all right, don't think you're coming out of that. You're probably going to fight that to your last day.
Yo, and it's just a like mind, look through that. It's a you mind do fuck,
you,
bro.
Yeah, for it's real. You got to filter fuck, that shit in your mind.
Because it's a mind fuck to figure that out. And then it's a mind fuck to think like, yo, this person that birthed me and clothed me and feed me, I have to like literally like, kind of like not listen to. I have to like, you know what I mean, I have to go the other way on them. It's a tough thing
for
to do
once,
you know,
bro.
Saying?
They're kids too, they're still figuring the shit out. Yeah. You think they got shit figured out, bro? They're still going to bed with worries like, oh my god, what I do about mm-hmm. this, how'd I figure out. They're still mm-hmm. figuring the shit out. And on that note, man, this has been episode 78 of the Random Order Podcast. We're about to sign out. 79 of the Random Order Podcast. My headphones are squeezing my head. That's how I know we're recording longer than we usually do, because my fucking head is about to explode. Make sure you subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to keep up with the video version, episode clips, and animations. Click that bell to become a true Noti Gang Eagle. You know what time it is. The audio version of Random Order is available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts. Leave great, amazing reviews if you enjoy the podcast. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Random Order Show. 4ye.ca. We getting busy. It's about to be a great big year for you guys. Man, I need to know the baby name of the day, man. The baby comes out. What you naming him? Go.
Godfrey.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.